November 11th, 2016, Election Noise and Remembrance Day. Good morning, and it truly is a good morning, despite all the negativity in the media and the press. I don't know about you, but I'm really tired of this negative drumbeat that has been a constant in the media. The view that the future is grim is wrong, dead wrong. Believers should be leading the charge that God is in control, not Donald Trump, and we always have hope. Here's a quick summary of what I told my staff and clients the morning of November the 9th regarding the financial world and the effect of the surprise win of Donald Trump in the U.S. election. Number one, there's only one intelligent form of investing. Figure out what something's worth and see if you can buy it at or below that price. It's all about value. If some stocks fall below what they're worth because of an emotional response to the election, we will be ready with a sound strategy to exploit that. If other stocks go up as an emotional response, we'll exploit that also. So the uncertainty, the surprise, the fear creates opportunity to look to see if people are doing anything foolish, like selling an investment asset below what it's worth. All the value managers that I know follow these principles. They hold cash for buying opportunities. For example, when it looked like Hillary was ahead, drug company prices fell. And when Trump won, gold and companies with a lot of international trade fell and pharmas went up. We're always looking at what we believe the value to be versus the price in the market. The volatility then provides great opportunities to add additional return. I actually view it as a gift from God. Number two, don't gamble, but watch for unusual circumstances. Excellent investment opportunities come about when superior businesses experience a one-time event that depresses the stock price in relationship to its intrinsic value. This certainly is unusual. I don't know anyone who predicted this election outcome, and the markets don't like surprises. However, let that work for us. Like in Luke 16:8-9, use a crisis as an opportunity to do well. If we are good and godly stewards of His resources, and yes, I believe my portfolio is the Lord's under my stewardship, we can use this crisis as an opportunity to then be a blessing. Number three, what else are you going to do with your investments? What options do we have? Those who go to cash from productive assets are guaranteed to sell cheap and lose their purchasing power. You see, there are only three major categories of investments. Jesus told us that in Mark 25:14-23. Number one, productive trading, like businesses and farms. Jesus didn't tell us what the two good stewards traded. All we know is that they were very productive. Number two, unproductive use of assets. Burying money in the ground reminds me of one of today's favorite investments, gold, also buried in the ground, and it doesn't actually reproduce itself, and it's traded, rather speculated on, in the hope that somebody else who also knows that it'll be forever unproductive will pay you more in the future for what it's worth. And number three, as Jesus said, the least you can do is put it with the bankers in currency-based investments. Buffett lays out these three options in secular modern terms in his 2011 shareholder report. My main message is this: don't worry about what you cannot control. Intellectually respond to what you can control and think of all the things to be grateful for. Today, Remembrance Day, is the perfect time for being grateful. We know that greater love hath no man that he lay down his life for another. I saw the movie Hacksaw Ridge last Saturday. Although gory, which war is, the story, a true story, was one of one man's faith that led him to action in the midst of pressure to compromise his values and his beliefs. He was, in financial terms, a contrarian, a conscientious objector. We can all learn from Desmond Doss, the real-life war hero. He went in when others fled, to carry out what he believed God called him to do. Despite flying bullets and bombs, he soldiered on, and I have no doubt that God was in control and kept him alive and safe and brought him home to his love out of that great battle in Japan. I don't know about you, but I confess that I don't take enough time for quiet reflection. I want to. I know the value of that spiritually and intellectually, but it's one of the areas of my life that I'm challenged in. But today, at 11 a.m., I'm taking the time to reflect, to hear from God, to ask Him to guide me, direct me, and make His ways my ways, and to help me be a good steward of what He has provided me and my clients with financially. I believe that our finances are the supply line in a battle, a spiritual battle, to spread the good news, to heal the sick, to feed the hungry, house the homeless, be family to widows and orphans, speak up for justice in our world, and to reach out in those in need by being the hands and feet of Jesus. Now let us soldier on in this great cause and not let the noise of the enemy gunfire make us flee and risk losing our supplies to fight this battle. Onward, Christian soldiers.